Okay, I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. Yeah, today's Srimad Bhagavatam class will be given by His Grace Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. We are really fortunate to have Maharaj on this call. To give a Srimad Bhagavatam class from 4.29.75 onwards. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving your valuable association in this call. You can take over. Hare Krishna.
We're on 75, yes?
Yes, Prabhuji.
And we go till what time?
For 45 minutes and then last 15 minutes for question and answer.
So we go for 1 hour?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anena Purusho Dehan Upadate Vimunshati Harsham Shokam Payam Dukkam Sukham Chani Navindati. Anena Purusho Dehan Upadate Vimunshati Harsham Shokam Payam Dukkam Sukham Chani Navindati. Anena Purusho Dehan Upadate Vimunshati Harsham Shokam Payang Tukam Sukam Chani Navindati. By virtue of this, the process, by virtue of the processes of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. This is known as the transmigration of the soul. Thus, the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness, and unhappiness. If you just give me a moment, I need to adjust one thing, and then I'm at your service again. Just give me a moment. Okay. According to this explanation, one can clearly understand that originally the living entity was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his pure spiritual existence. However, when the mind becomes polluted by desires for sense gratification in the material world, the living entity drops into the material conditions, as explained in this verse. Thus he begins his material existence, which means that he transmigrates from one body to another and becomes more and more entangled in material existence. The process of Krishna consciousness, by which one always thinks of Krishna, is the transcendental process by which one can revert to his original spiritual existence. Manmana bhavamad bhakto badyaji mam namaskuru mad mame vaishasi satyam te prati jane priyosi me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. One should always engage in the Lord's devotional service, as recommended in the Archon Mark. One should worship the deity in the temple and constantly offer obeisances to the spiritual master and the deity. These processes are recommended to one who actually wants to become free from material entanglement. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dathati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Kurana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Pancha Kolpatruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare I think you can scroll back up to the verse if you would. Thank you. Anena Purusho Dehan Upadate Vimunshiti Harsham Shokam Payam Dukam Sukam Chanena Vindati. Let's just do one thing. In the previous verse, it's been described that the living entity becomes associated with the 16 material elements and in this way becomes influenced by the modes of material nature. So here, the process is described. There's a lot in that Prabhupada's giving us here. Anena purusha dehan upadate vimunchiti. The deha means this gross body. Upadate, one achieves it, and vimunchiti, one gives it up. By this association of the modes of nature and the 16 different constituents of material existence, these 10 senses, the mind, and the sense objects, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 active senses, the mind, which is the center of the senses, and the 5 sense objects. So in total, 16. So what is the center of all of these, of this process? It's the mind, or the subtle body. Mind means mind, intelligence, false ego. The beginning is the false ego, which is the most subtle of the material elements. What is that false ego? It's the sense that I'm separate from Krishna, that I have a separate interest, that my business is the real business. That sense of an independent, completely autonomous identity is false ego. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmashu. The living entity, Purusha, becomes situated in material existence by turning away from Krishna. Since time immemorial, anadi bhayirmukjiv, bhogavanchakari, bhogavancha, one wants to enjoy separately. One wants to enjoy separately, and that becomes the source of his entanglement. Just as if a king's servant wants to independently enjoy the property of the king, he's demoted. He was in the highest position serving the king. But when he wants to appropriate the king's property as his own or take over the king's position, then now you're a criminal. So that's bhogavanchakari. He wants to do something for his own supposed self-interest. Nate vidu svartha katimi vishnu durashaya ye bahirartamani. He forgets that his real self-interest lies in serving Krishna, and he becomes influenced by the external energy. So this is the position, and the subtle body becomes the repository for all sorts of ideas of sense gratification. And on the basis of those different notions, one goes from one body to another body. What is that in the 15th chapter that's described? Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adhishtaya manaschayam vishayanupasevate. By having a particular kind of desire, let me eat this way, let me sleep this way, let me have this kind of sex, let me have this, let me have that. He develops these desires, and therefore in the next life, he's given a particular kind of tongue, a particular kind of eye, a particular kind of ear, a particular kind of nose, particular kind of sense of touch, particular set of 10 senses with corresponding sense objects. Shrotram, chakshu, shrotram means the ear, chakshu, the eyes, shrotram, chakshu, sparshanam, sense of touch, rasanam, particular kind of tongue, granam, the smelling power, yes. Adishtaya manaschayam, all grouped around the mind. And therefore, vishayanupasevate, he enjoys a particular kind of sense enjoyment. Sometimes it's a hog eating stool, sometimes as a fish eating whatever's there down in the water. Sometimes as an elephant, sometimes as a mosquito. Utram antam stitam vapi bunjanam chagunanvitam gunanvitam vimudha nanupashanti pashanti gana chakshusha. That's the next verse. The utram antam stitam va. He's become situated in a particular way, and he gives up a particular kind of body, and he enjoys in a particular way. Guna anvitam, covered by the modes of nature. Vimudha, and the fools, na anupashanti. They can't see it. They can't understand it. They don't know what's going on. It's happening to them. It's happening to the people they love. It's happening to everyone around them. Everyone's working under the modes of nature, taking on a particular body, giving up a previous one, going on to the next one. But the big fools, no, don't go there, please go back. Big fools can't see what's going on. Na anupashyanti, because they don't see through the eyes of the theories, of authorities. Anupashyanti. Anupashyanti, those who see through the eyes of authorities can see it. By hearing from Bhagavad Gita, by hearing from the acharyas, they can understand what's going on. But vimudha, the fools, can't see it. Pashanti jnana chakrusha, who can see? Those who have eyes of knowledge. Jnana chakrusha. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya. Chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurumena. By the grace of the spiritual master, one's eyes are opened, one can see what's going on. It's not immediately visible, just like there's so many things that are going on that are not visible to us. How your telephone signals are traveling from one place to another, you can't see. But it's happening. It's happening. So many things are going on in the body. A person who's not trained doesn't know what's going on with the blood, what's going on with the different organs. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge, the qualified doctor, he can see. Although it's not visible to you and me. So the ordinary person, vimudha, or the big fool, can't see what's happening, and therefore they're wasting their lives in this one spot life, Prabhupada called it, this one little lifetime. Everything's focused on this, and in relation to this lifetime, my wife, my husband, my children, my home, my money, my job, my company, my party, my this, my that, my home. Chanasya mohoya mahamamiti, my enjoyment. So this is ignorance. So anena purusha, purusho dehan. Purusha means the living entity. Purusha also means the enjoyer. So the living entity is a false enjoyer in this world. And because he's falsely trying to enjoy, purusha prakriti stohi punkte prakriti jangunan, because he's trying to enjoy karanam guna sangasya, that becomes the source of his association with the material elements or material nature. Why does one become associated? Because one wants to enjoy, just like a man sees a woman and says, "Hi, I haven't seen you before." So that means the desire is there. And on the basis of desire, then association, and then by association, a big entangling relationship. So this is going on. Why? Because he wants to enjoy. He wants to enjoy. The living entity, bewildered, becomes prakriti-sta, stuck in material nature. And trying to enjoy what material nature has to offer. And what's the result? Karanam guna sangasya. He becomes associated with goodness, with passion, with ignorance. And according to the proportion of the modes he's acquired, sadasad yoni janmashu, he takes different bodies, one after another. You're going to drive me a little crazy moving from verse to verse. Better to stay where we were. I appreciate it. It helps sometimes, but it becomes a little confusing. Um, Sadasad Yoni Janmashu. So sad means a good body, asad means not so good body. It wasn't so bad actually. You're moving around with the verses. It just surprised me. Sadasad Yoni Janmashu. So one goes to higher and lower bodies. You were pretty good at it, actually. You're fast and good. So one takes good and bad bodies according to this idea of enjoying. So then, harsham shokam bhayam dukkam sukam chane navindati. Then one gets a particular kind of happiness and a particular kind of lamentation, and bhayam, fear, dukkham, unhappiness. This is what we get. It's not that you just get happiness, and unlimited happiness. You may be wealthy, you may be highly educated, you may be adored in human society, but everyone get this, even Indra, even the demigods. They get some happiness, they get some lamentation. Even in heaven, they have to fight with the demons. Sometimes they get thrown out of their heavenly kingdom. So this is everywhere. Then, so harsham, when he gets something that suits him, suits his sense gratification, he's happy. Then when loses, that's what it is. One meets a girl and one becomes so happy and they get married and they enjoy, and then later she falls sick or dies or becomes attracted to someone else, and then misery. Or that Chitraketu, he got a son who was named Harshashoka. The Angira Rishi said, he'll be a source of happiness for you. He'll also be a source of lamentation. And the king thought, I'll get a son. He'll be a source of happiness. And the lamentation, well, everything's, you know, just sort of downplayed it. At least I'll get a son. And he didn't realize, didn't understand, didn't understand how much lamentation would come. Just he's, as they say, looking at the bright side, I'll get a son. Look at the bright side. Everyone's looking at the bright side, but there's also a dark side. You'll get a son, your son will die. Bhayam, you'll get money, but you'll always be afraid. Someone may steal my money. Or someone wants to make friends with me. What is his motive? Bhayam. I spend a fair amount of time in South Africa. It's a little bit of, not a little, they have serious security problems. So people are always afraid. Will someone break into my house? Will someone hijack my car? That fear is there. And not without reason. So that's only, but everywhere, there's fear of something. Fear of disease, fear of the government, fear of this, fear of that. Bhayam, ultimately fear of death. And dukkham, misery. These are inevitable. They come with the body. A certain proportion of happiness, a certain proportion of misery, due to its association with material nature. The Sango Hiyam Purusha, the living entity, actually has nothing to do with material nature. There's no real relationship. He's imagining a relationship. I'm the enjoyer, this is mine. but actually he has no relationship with material nature. But because of this imaginary association, he becomes associated with the material body, sadasad yoni janmashu, and he sometimes enjoys and sometimes suffers. So the this is the explanation of our material existence. When our mind is attracted toward this separate enjoyment, material existence begins. But we can be restored to our spiritual existence by devotional service. One should always engage in the Lord's devotional service. As recommended in the Archon Mark, one should worship the deity in the temple and constantly offer obeisances to the spiritual master and the deity. These processes are recommended to one who actually wants to become free from material entanglement. This is simple. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. So this is the method to worship the deity in the temple. You don't have to, it's all right. To worship the deity in the temple, to offer obeisances to the spiritual master constantly, it says. That means always to be thinking that I'm Krishna's servant. Modern psychologists can study the actions of the mind, thinking, feeling, and willing, but they're unable to go deep into the matter. This is due to their lack of knowledge and to their not being associated with a liberated acharya. The psychologists they have so many things about how the mind works. Some of it's quite sophisticated, some of it's quite insightful. But they're unable to go deep. They don't know the background. What is this mind all about? What is this process of mental activity and material life, finally? What is it all about? What's the larger picture? They see only the mind of this one lifetime and its dramas, because they don't hear from a liberated acharya, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imang rajarshayo viduhu sakaleneham hata yogo nashta parantapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Guided by so-called psychologists and philosophers, people in the modern age do not know of the activities of the subtle body, and thus cannot understand what is meant by the transmigration of the soul. The psychologists typically, they something's wrong. That's why you're depressed. That's why you're frustrated. That's why you're this. That's why you're that. So let's straighten it out so that you can be happy. What does that happy mean? Mean a happy enjoyer of this material world. But that doesn't work. Even the so-called psychologist is not happy. Although he's supposedly helping others become well-adjusted and peaceful and happy, he himself has so many fears, anxieties, and even if he's well-adjusted, he's well-adjusted to a life that's going to be finished. His whatever he's so nice, so well-adjusted to, will all be taken away. Mrityu sarvaharashchaham. So he's missing the larger context. He doesn't understand the subtle body. He doesn't understand the soul beyond the body. He doesn't understand how the soul is moving from one body to the next. In these matters, we have to take the authorized statements of Bhagavad Gita. Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram jovanam jara tata dehantara praptir tiras tatra Namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Unless all human society understands this important verse in Bhagavad Gita, civilization will advance in ignorance, not in knowledge. All right, so I'll stop here and see what kind of questions you might have.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Maharaj. I have a question on, you said that psychologists and psychiatrists, they have their own troubles, so they are not able to help us the right way. But what if we have psychological problems and we are not able to control the subtle, the mind? Now,
could you speak louder, please?
Yes, Maharaj. Is this better?
Yes.
So what if we are not able to control the mind? What is the best way for a person who has difficulty?
Chant Hare Krishna. The mind is full of nonsense. So it's always going on this way, that way, and trying to straighten out the mind can be quite a difficult business. To get the mind going in the proper direction, this way, that way. But the kirtan is so nice that whatever kind of nonsense mind we have, when you put it in the kirtan, it doesn't matter anymore. You don't need a, you know, mental chiropractor to straighten the mind out. You just bathe the mind in the holy name. Just go on hearing. And the mind becomes happy. Mind rises above the mental platform and comes to the spiritual platform. On the spiritual platform, there are no problems. Problems are on the material platform. And if you just swap one set of problems for another, or make the mind a little, you know, 2 degrees this way, 5 degrees that way, that doesn't really solve the problem. So it's a radical solution and a very simple solution. Don't waste all your time trying to sort out the mind. And it becomes, in one sense, self-indulgent. I think this, I think that, but I'm worried about this, but I'm concerned about that. I don't understand this. I'm afraid of that. I have all these thoughts that I can't control. I want this, but I can't get that. And the mind is full of unlimited thoughts and desires and notions. So for that, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, the kirtan is the best medicine, best solution. Just chant Hare Krishna. And I've seen over the years, people who are totally nuts, you know, mad, or what's the word? Afflicted, you know, mentally. Serious mental cases.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, mad, crazy, and so on. Really seriously out of joint. And they take shelter of the holy name, and everything works out. And then they become, you know, normal, even brilliant, just by chanting. just by chanting. The chanting is so nice. When the kirtan's going on, no one knows who's mad, who's crazy, who's sane, who's brilliant, who's foolish. It doesn't really matter. Any more than it matters who's rich, who's poor, who's healthy, who's unhealthy. When you're on the platform of Harinam, when you're on the platform of the holy name, then that's the spirit. You're in the association of Krishna. When you're in the association of Krishna, you're not in the association of the material energy. The whole problem is that we're wrongly associated with material nature. So to try to make that association somehow more suitable is a doomed project. We're not supposed to be in association with material nature. So the right thing is to get out of that association. Otherwise, everyone's crazy. And I've seen that sometimes. I've been surprised, you know, to see people who are apparently, you know, big people or successful people or, you know, really highly regarded people, and to see that they're basically nuts in certain fundamental ways. Even big men, you know, they're highly regarded, and yet they can't stop illicit sex. They can't stop gambling. They can't stop meat eating. They can't stop serving their senses. Sometimes they kill their careers. They destroy their families. They destroy themselves because they can't control their minds. There's one big mathematician. Who was that? Gödel, the author of the incompleteness theorems, which are brilliant. I mean, to have come up with what he came up with and the way that he came up with them is just astonishing. And yet he ended his life in total madness. And during his life, he wasn't all that sane. But at the end, he was totally mad. So he was brilliant, but mad. So everyone is mad. Prabhupada told the story of a case, a murder case, where the accused pleaded not guilty on the grounds of mental incompetence, madness. So the psychiatrist was called in, and he gave his testimony and said, "Your Honor, I've examined so many patients, and in my opinion, everyone is mad. So if you want to excuse this fellow, that's up to you, but everyone's mad." So that's the position. But if people take this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then they'll come to the natural, peaceful, happy spiritual platform. And if you say yes, but then when they stop chanting, then don't stop chanting.
Maharaj, I looked up the author of The Incomplete. It's Kurt Gödel, Maharaj.
Yeah, that's what I said, right? Gödel.
Yeah. You were wondering who the author was. I just found out it was Kurt Gödel. Yeah.
Yes, quite. He ended his life in total paranoia, thinking that everyone was trying to poison him, so on. But his mathematical work was unlimitedly brilliant.
Maharaj, this is Malati Priya, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranams. I have a quick question. So how do the fools become wise, Maharaj? You said they are muda, you know, because they don't understand, they are not the body. So what is the first step for the fools to become wise? Is it the mercy of a devotee in their lives, or it's prasadam, book distribution, all of these work? But what is the first thing that changes their mind, Maharaj?
First thing is some sort of touch with Krishna. Generally, that means through the association of devotees. As you say, they get a book, they hear the holy name, they get some prasadam, they get something. So that's all by the mercy of the devotee, by the mercy of Krishna, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Beach. Without the mercy of the devotee, no one can get free from this material existence.
Maharaj, I have another question. I don't know if it's related. They massacre so many cows here. It disturbs me so much, but we can't do anything about it, is it?
Yeah, what can you do? They do so many things. They massacre so many cows. They exploit so many women, children. They're, you know, everything fallen and rotten in Kali Yuga. So if we, there's no end to it. The degraded, we don't even know the extent to which they're purveying degradation for their own selfish interests, starting wars for their own selfish interests, seeing people starve for their own selfish interests, killing cows, killing people. So our process is that bring people to Krishna consciousness, then they can change. And then they can get out of this material world. What is padam padam yadvi padam natesha? They can get out of this material world. Material world is, as Prabhupada said, no place for a gentleman, and you can't fix it. In Ecclesiastes, in the Bible, it said, that which is God has made crooked, no one can make straight. The material world is crooked by nature. You can't straighten it out. The saying is, you can't make a silk purse of a sow's ear. You know, you can't make a silk purse of a female pig's ear. So you can't make this material world into Sukhalaya. It's not going to happen. I just saw, I was watching some video, Indra Dumna Maharaj or something, and there was an ad for a little St. Jude's Hospital. And the one of the big, either a founder or a big donor, his mission was that no child should have to die because of cancer. No child should have to die because of cancer. And he, you know, our mission is not complete until we see to it that no child dies because of cancer. What can you do? You may have a million hospitals. You can't stop this. Children will die. It's not fixable. Children will die. Parents will die. Everyone will die. If they don't die of cancer, they'll die of something else. And you're on a mission to stop death, essentially. What can you do? It's foolishness. If one wants, but one can stop death in the sense that one can get free from birth and death. For the body, najayate mriyate va. For the body, there's no birth and death. So if you come to the spiritual platform, then no death. Or you bring someone else to the spiritual platform, no death. But you're going to stay on the material platform or keep others on the material platform and stop death? You're nuts. It's not going to happen. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj. Yes, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You're on the Charlotte's channel, Malati Priya. Surprised to see you.
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah. I'm a part of this group, so.
Very good. I was just thinking about you, and there you are.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my obeisances. One question, Maharaj, related to association. In this COVID time, even devotees are feeling little depressed because they are not able to have the association with the devotees who they normally met with, and the social need to meet with each other and have common programs and other things like that is becoming very difficult or next to the impossible. Even in Charlotte, we did not have a program for almost 9 months now. So how do we really keep up with this pressure and also able to keep our sadhana and have the relationship with the devotees so that we as a group will remain together, harmonious, and then whenever chance or whenever something opens, we are able to move forward from that point?
I have two answers. First is that actually since COVID, we're getting more association. That's what I see.
Online, I agree. Online, yes.
We've never had so much association in the past 45 years that I can remember. You know, you tune in and, you know, everyone's big problem is that there's too many Zoom classes.
Yes, there are at least three classes at any given time.
Exactly. So there's so much association. That's not the problem. We just have to take advantage of it. And as we say, adjust, you know. And even the association is better. You know, everyone gets a front row seat. Everyone can hear clearly, right?
Yes.
You don't have to worry about little screaming babies interrupting the class and all of that stuff. In many ways, the Zoom class is better. Everyone can, you know, it's very good. So we're getting lots of associations. So that's the first thing. We should appreciate that. Second thing is, so we should associate, take advantage of that. And the other thing is to spread this. It's not that because there's COVID-19, that's it. You know, we have to wait for the virus to be over and then we can spread Krishna consciousness. And it's also not about, you were asking something about, there was a phrase there, you know, sort of getting the congregation together or something like that, associating with the, that's such a small little part of what we're about. Why is it all about our little congregation? There's so many other, I mean, I appreciate that we want to strengthen ourselves and strengthen the, you know, our groups and all of that. That's good. I'm not saying it's bad. It's very good. But then what about everybody else? I see there's like 24 people, 31 people on this group, which is big. You know, it's good. There's 31, and maybe if you're broadcasting to, okay, you're live on YouTube, so there's more people out there. But there's so many more people. There's so many more people. And we're not reaching them. So many people we're not reaching. So Prabhupada said we should strain our brains to find ways and means to reach people. We're hardly using these internet tools. We're hardly using them. Those who are the experts, those who are the marketers, they're busy, 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 busy.
Yes, they are exploiting it.
They're exploiting it like anything. So the devotees also make full use of the internet tools, use the telephone. How many people, if you're in anxiety and you're chanting Hare Krishna, how much more in anxiety are the non-devotees who are not chanting Hare Krishna? So even like old technology, like the telephone, you've got 31 people, 32 people now on this channel. If everyone had a list of 10 names and made 10 phone calls over this week, let's say, that would be 320 phone calls, 320 people that you'd be calling. That means people who are not in your group, but who you have, you know, they work at your office, or they're a friend of a friend, or they're a relative of a relative or something. Some way you think that this person could hear something about Krishna consciousness. So you invite him to your Zoom class, or you hold a special class for such people, or you persuade them to take a book or a set of books. You start different kinds of programs just for them, where there's, you know, introductory content and they can hear Bhagavad Gita, this, that. You start things for children online, whether it's, you know, memorizing verses or having fun or whatever it is. You start something Krishna conscious for children online. There's so many things you can do. so many things you can do with the telephone, with the internet. So strain your brain. Don't be content that, yes, we have very nice Zoom classes, and when the virus is over, then we'll be able to get together and have Sunday feasts again and all of that. What about everybody else? And if you think about those other people, then you become absorbed. You won't have time to say, oh, you know, we're not able to blah, 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 blah. When you're absorbed in trying to help other people, then you forget about your own little troubles. You only have a little trouble. They have unlimited trouble. They have unlimited trouble because they don't even know they're not the body. They're thinking the body is the self, and you know, this one life is everything, and now their whole life is turned upside down by the coronavirus. For the devotees, it's just a blip. It's okay, things are out of their usual shape. But we go on chanting Hare Krishna. We go on hearing about Krishna. We go on with our business. We know that this is the nature of the material world. But for these people for whom the material existence is everything, this is like a disaster of all disasters. And then people die. And it's going on. You know, if you're looking at the figures in the newspaper and seeing what the statistics are, those are people who are dying. And they all have friends and they all have relatives. And the friends and relatives are all distressed. And where are you to explain things to them? Where are you to enlighten them and to give them, you know, real knowledge at this time when they need it, and when they might even be open to it, because they start asking, how could this have happened? Why is this going on? You're supposed to be there to tell them. That's our, not you, all of us. That's our job, to explain to these people, to offer them real understanding. To offer them real understanding. The government is good for telling them, you know, this is how the virus works, and you have to wear a mask and socially distance and all of that stuff, wash your hands. But for the deeper understanding, what has Prabhupada said? They don't have, like the psychologist, they don't have a deep understanding. So for the deeper understanding, which people are looking for, where are they going to find it? So our job is to push that out there. And that's our job. People should hear this knowledge. People should hear the holy name. We started just a small thing. We started a website, mantrabreak.com. It's a one-page website, and there's only one thing on it. What is that one thing? Kirtan. In fact, let's see. I can share my screen, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Share. That's it. There are no hard and fast rules. Simply listen to the mantra as often as you can, whenever you have a chance, and feel its positive, calming influence enter your mind and life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Hare Krishna mantra is a sacred sound that can bring peace and fearlessness even in times of turmoil. That's it. That's what they most need. That's what they most need. So you can bring how many people to this site and advise them that just, we know it's so many things, just hear this chanting. And the chanting is mostly on this site. It's a little, what would you say, mellow. It's not frenetic. It's not, you know, tumultuous. People just have to hear the chanting of Hare Krishna, and their minds become peaceful. They don't have to understand the mantra. They don't have to understand the philosophy. They don't have to come from the culture. They just have to agree to listen to the mantra, no hard and fast rules. Whenever you have a chance, feel that positive calming influence. That's what people need. So this is what we're supposed to do. Just introduce people to this, that you've got this crazy, upside down, tumultuous, disastrous situation going on. Just please take this mantra. Please take this. Just listen to it and you'll feel better. So that's not a big commitment. We're not asking people to turn their life upside down. Just hear. And from that, they can go on to so many other things. So this is one little effort. You just hear this, you know, just go here, one page on the internet. But then there's so many other things. You know, you could have, again, there's no limit to the things you can think of. And bring people. Give them this chanting, give them books, give them knowledge. If anyone's a software engineer, you can fix the bug in Zoom that doesn't let you distribute prasadam on Zoom classes. But whatever, you know, even that, find ways to distribute prasadam during the coronavirus. It's not that ahoitukiya pratiyata. There's no limit. There's no limit. It's not that because there's a pandemic, Krishna consciousness is somehow blocked. This is a great time for spreading Krishna consciousness. Nothing else is, everything else is broken. It's either broken or worse. So this is a wonderful time for people, you know, they're wondering, they're in anxiety, they're looking for something, they're anxious, they're disturbed, they're suicidal even. So we have what's most needed. So we have to, as Prabhupada said, strain our brains how to give this to people.
Very well explained.
Hold on a second. Let me turn off the background there, as much as I like it. Go ahead. Yes.
Could you also give some inputs on how we can do book distribution in this time? Because in past, we used to go out and do door-to-door or visit like a mall or something and put up a store. But that activity has completely stopped now.
It's very simple. There's a one word, one sentence answer for all of these questions. Just go to distributebooks.com and hear from the expert Vaisheshika Prabhu. I think you'll get all, you know, all practical things. Devotees are distributing whole sets of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita on the telephone. By making phone calls, they're distributing, you know, book distribution in some temples is way up, you know, beyond pre-coronavirus levels. They're having phone parties, you know, like devotees will all get together on a conference and, you know, sort of generate a group enthusiasm and make phone calls. One phone, you know, and if you make 100 phone calls, you think you won't sell any books?
We will sell something.
You will. And the more you work at it, the more you'll distribute. You know, the more you'll become expert and enthusiastic. So go to distributebooks.com, get the details from there. I haven't looked in the recent weeks, but I'm sure that the Vaisheshika Prabhu must be sharing the... yeah, there it is. There's the link. And in fact, let me go there. Internet book distribution update. So there it is. Distribution of ebooks, internet book distribution, everything is there. So go to distributebooks.com and see how devotees are doing it, how they're successfully distributing books during the coronavirus pandemic, and be enlivened and really do something for people's benefit. This is what people most need. They need the Maha Mantra and they need these books. And you're there for that. We're there for that. And you'll be enlivened beyond expectations. All right.
Yes. If I have to summarize my understanding of what you answered, it is our own self-imposed constraint on what we can do in this time, rather than limit is endless.
Correct.
By everything.
Correct. There's no limit to what we can do, and the environment is favorable. It probably gave the example that the stock market, an experienced stock trader, whether the market goes up or the market goes down, it doesn't matter to him. He does well. If it goes up, he sells and makes a profit. If it goes down, he buys cheap. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Whatever the circumstance, it's always an opportunity for a devotee who's seeing in that way. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for this very beautiful and enlightening class. Yeah, as you said, there is a solution for all of our questions, and we will also come forward to take advantage and with the association and progress. Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj, for inspiring all of us.
Thank you, Maji. Hare Krishna. Jaya.
Let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas.
Manchakalpa kripa sindhu evachya patitanam pavane namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki jaya.
Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Jai. Dandavat pranam Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Jai Advaita Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Dandavat pranam Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for such an inspiring class.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
Yeah.